there's an army of immigrants at the border and they're coming to take our jobs, is a right-wing talking point that's been touted for years. But how true actually is it? Well, so you've heard me talk before about the Reserve Army of Labor. Basically, it boils down to the thought process that there is a large number of people that are either underemployed or unemployed sitting at the very bottom of society. And anytime any one of us gets a little bit too unruly at our jobs, they tell us to look down at them and say, hey, if you keep up all of this rabble-rousing, you're gonna end up just like one of those guys. Immigrants wind up being another aspect of the Reserve Army of Labor. It's a large pool of people that are willing to work for nearly free. Thank you, capitalism, for reproducing essentially slave labor again and again and again in any factor that you possibly can. And I know you're gonna eventually just bring it back entirely. I know that paying people barely anything isn't enough. You're gonna have to pay them nothing. And I realize this. I know this. I see it. Everybody else doesn't want that. So how do we combat this Reserve Army of Labor? Do we just deport all of the immigrants and incarcerate all of the poor people? No, but that's of course what's been happening. Funny enough, when you're in jail, you still have to work and you get paid less. You get paid even less. Of course not. The solution is to join up with your fellow workers, regardless of if they're immigrants, poor, or Australian. Not a real country. And you all unionize together and make sure that you are all getting paid a fair wage and that you are all fighting for the same benefits. The solution isn't to demonize an oppressed group, it's to liberate all people to the same level so that then we can actually solve this problem for good. Get rid of the leverage that the billionaires have to pay you and everybody you know less.